Wisconsin had 8 top-tiered hazmat response teams. The new plan has just 2 in Milwaukee and Eau Claire. La Crosse, Wausau, Racine, Oshkosh, Appleton, Madison, and Superior are now Tier 2, each having their budget cut. State Emergency Management Administrator Brian Sittala says they'll still be able to handle incidents of known and unknown chemicals.
Well, it is less than before. It is sufficient to sustain the capability at the current level.
But State Senator Bob Jauch, who represents the Port of Superior, which also is an oil and gas hub, calls the new plan hazmat response on the cheap.
It's inadequate. It's unacceptable. It's underfunded. Emergency management's proud of their plan, but frankly, they should be embarrassed.
Jauch says since Eau Claire is the closest Tier 1 hazmat team, it would take 2 to 3 hours to respond to Superior.
It's an insult to the citizens of Superior, who have the only oil refinery. The entry point of approximately 17% of the nation's crude oil supply, a major tank farm for natural gas.
But Sittala says new but smaller Tier 3 teams around the state, in this case from Ashland and Rice Lake, would respond.
If they really had an incident at the terminal, the Superior Fire Department would be fully engaged on the firefighting side, and they would have no hazardous materials capability. So what we would do then is we would draw from these additional teams.
Jauch says the plan will force local governments to spend more to keep their current hazmat capability. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.